Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market, 8:06 a.m. Eastern Time, July 20th. I'm Rich Posch for Critical Point. We just completed videoing the weekly update, and we'll process that and post it about 37 minutes. Okay. Again, go from very short term to long term discussion, but most of the emphasis is on what's going on for the remainder of this year. All right. And more specifically, next week. All right, so the model is saying that it's possible the market top for level 3 and level 4 yesterday, but I don't like some of the internal things. The futures were off a little overnight, but they're also trying to come back. I'm a little suspicious the market didn't put the level 4 in yesterday, and if it did not, then it did not put in a level 3. So it may bounce today, then down tomorrow, meaning it tops today. If it did put in a level 4, the model's saying it might actually go higher than tomorrow anyways and higher still and then puts that top in. But ideally, we're looking for a level 4 top as of yesterday on into tomorrow that will trigger a level 3, and ideally the market goes lower from this week into next. But the market could stay up to the end of the week, then down next week. It could stay up the start of next week and down, but it looks like it should top this week and sooner rather than later. So I think if we see the futures trading to a new low, in other words, take out the overnight low for 45 at 45.81 September futures, then I think we have to consider chance it's going lower in the next week. I think any negative day, lower closed day, and any kind of pattern of those kind of days will probably be a signal it's over. They're going to pull it back into next week. Now, why pulling it back next week? And the answer is I think the market's extended here on a short-term basis, a little high-priced, but it's bullish. Right into the end of the year, it's bullish next, or quite a bit of next year. I think it's bullish into September, sets back, and then bullish November, and maybe sets back. But the point is it's due for a setback that could, in theory, be quite significant now into mid-August. But we think it's going to occur now into next week. That's it. But we may learn it actually just backs off next week, goes to a new high for the year the following week, and then pulls off for a bottom early August to mid-August, then up into September. So it could be down, up, down, or it can just be down and then just up and away. Okay. Now, we also think the downside could be very limited now into mid-August, that this isn't going to work like in the past. There's even a chance we don't have it correct, that it's really not as important top as we think, and it doesn't matter. It still shows the same sequence of probably up into September, up into November. We just got some setbacks along the way. Okay? We think this is going to be shallow. It's not going to matter. Even if the Fed Reserve raises a quarter point, the market's not going to fall apart. And the reason is the fundamentals are rapidly changing. And I show you in the today's video of the fundamental valuation of where we've been correct for quite some time. It's really fascinating. The stock market bottomed in October, and the fundamental valuation, okay, of the stock market business bottomed in November, okay? And yes, the market's a little above that and may have to pull back to that a little bit, all right? So another way of looking at this, and give me a second to flip over to the S&P 500 cash. Yesterday, it looked like it was trying to work on a type of negative reversal, even though it closed higher for the day. We don't know. It may still have to go higher still. But at the same time, it's due to go down into next week. So I think if you see it trade below yesterday's low at 45.57.48, not a good sign. If it trades below the close of 2 days ago at 45.54.98, not a good sign. And again, any down day is probably a sign it's going down into next week. And it's just really trying to deal with the Fed Reserve meeting on Tuesday, Wednesday. And on Wednesday, the Fed Reserve is either going to raise rates or not, and they're going to have a talk, and they're going to give us some notes that they wrote down and whatever. Okay. Now, we also have a PC inflation report coming up at the end of the month too. We want to watch out for that. At any rate, I say it's down in next week here. It's going to begin soon, but really don't have enough evidence to say this is the top, okay? And we're not going to be able to call it for you in a timely manner. The best we can say, if it's down, it's down. Now, in the interest rate market, and I just realized in the video, I forgot to put in the interest rates, which is upsetting because it is important. We think it's about ready to put in a level 3 bottom and bounce ahead of the Fed Reserve. That may or may not cause some problems for the stock market, but at least by coincidence, interest rates could rise and the stock market comes down. Now, we also think as we get to the day of the Fed Reserve wrapping up its meeting, interest rates may actually be going back down, and we may see the stock market firm up a little bit. And then once we get the Fed Reserve over and done with, we think really interest rates are working lower over the next couple of months, and we're also long-term bearish, but they may not be able to decline by huge amounts because the Fed Reserve, even if they are done raising rates, it may be a long time before they lower their rates, okay? But anyway, we don't think that's a complication, and we don't see complications from dollar, crude oil, gold, and Bitcoin, and all that fun stuff. Any rate, best forecast is yes, the market is about ready to pull back here, but no evidence that it's doing that right now. And we do give you some near-term targets. We also wipe out some old targets now and clean up the chart. And so just keep in mind, yes, the market's probably going to back off into next week, or at least by next week. But keep in mind, even though this should be an important decline, it could be large, it could be lengthy, we're staying focused that this market can be higher still by September, that this coming decline may not even work or not that well, okay? It's just seems like everything's coming together. We're getting better information out of Wall Street. We're getting better business. And I show you the economic surprise index in the video. You want to take a look at that. That's fascinating of what's going on. And keep in mind, even the JP Morgan trading desk commented this week, we might be setting up for a Goldilocks moment. So in my opinion, this is the most important kind of sell signal in the year. And if we got it wrong, then it's the second most important, and we won't be wrong on that. But it just looks like it's you know, we find occurrences over the last 100 years that they didn't really work. There wasn't much downside, but that's like only 10-20% probability, but we're going with it, that's what's going to occur. There's actually very little downside. Too many people have been caught off guard and missed out too much, and they're waking up to the fact things are improving in the country and the world, and they want to be on board and buy. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. As far as downside, when this level 3 does roll over and comes down, we'll want to watch the 5-day moving average at about 4531.79. That's live, and it's rising, increasing. We do have a gap that might still put the market all the way down to 44.83, even down to 44.40s. We seriously doubt that lower one. We think the market has forgotten about it. It's a done deal. I don't think this market is going below 4,500, even if that low. We will see just how crazy they might be by next week. And then we have to ponder by early August, is there other information that could get them to sell for a little longer or fluctuate the market, trade it? We don't know. We don't see it. So I just got to be focused into September, November. Market's going higher still, and we're just due for a bit of a hiccup here. Thank you.